Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, December 8. Queensland has confirmed its first case of the Omicron strain of COVID-19, with a traveller in quarantine testing positive. The Nigerian man flew to Sydney from South Africa before flying on to Cairns on Friday. He tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday, but his Omicron diagnosis was only confirmed this morning. Jetstar flight JQ950, which departed Sydney at 6:25 a.m. for Cairns on December 3, has been deemed an exposure site, with all passengers being considered close contacts. Meantime, 3 new Omicron cases have been recorded in New South Wales, with fears that as many as 140 people have been exposed to the mutant strain following a Sydney Harbour boat party last Friday night. A teenager has been struck by a car and trapped while pushing his own broken-down vehicle in Sydney's northwest. Emergency services were called to Quakers Hills just before 10 a.m. this morning after the teen was hit. He was treated for a head and shoulder injury and taken to Westmead Children's Hospital in a stable condition. While in Brisbane, a police officer has been struck by a stolen car. The officer was conducting speed checks on Orange Grove Road at Salisbury when he tried to stop an approaching car being driven at speed. He's been taken to hospital in a stable condition and is undergoing further medical assessment. The car was later found abandoned. And Chinese hackers have come within minutes of shutting down 2 Queensland power stations in a ransomware attack which would have left 3 million homes in the dark. Australian company CS Energy was able to stop the hack at the last minute by separating its corporate and operational systems. Experts say foreign cyber attacks are becoming more common. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.